Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As, you know, we're getting here on a Friday, man, having some fun. Let's get to first some of a weather report. Leroy, what do we got here? Brought to us by Contracting. Storm season is here, really. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Okay, Jim. It's mostly cloudy winds coming out of the east because I see a plane turning over my house. Winds are light, 5 miles an hour tops. And it looks like some rain is brewing. It's got to be about 85 degrees. Feels like hot as hell. That's all you need to know. But be careful out there because the rain's coming. It just looks that way. It looks like it's building.
All right. Well, listen, sounds like a great night to stay indoors and watch, you know, the rest of Love Island I got to catch up on.
Oh, you're behind on Love Island?
You're behind?
Yeah, I am behind. I have not watched. I started watching this morning yesterday's episode. I've gotten up to them kicking Alana out of the villa.
Can we talk about House? I didn't even hear it. It was so subtle.
That's how they always do. Whenever they catch you saying racial slurs and they cancel you, they're just like, Alana has left the villa.
And then it was no, literally. And then it was like followed by that ridiculous conversation between Padmeda and Corbin that just felt like I lost.
Oh, that was weird.
I felt like I lost brain cells actually watching that. I almost turned off.
Yeah, those are two pretty dummies. Let me tell you. I think they like that. I think they're like we're
and
not.
That's what their whole conversation was about.
They're sitting across from each other talking as if they're saying the most interesting things.
No, right. Leroy, the conversation was literally like, you're so pretty and I'm so pretty and we're so perfect.
Yeah, it really was.
That was the gist of their conversation.
That's exactly.
So basically, Ken and Barbie.
Essentially, pretty much, yes.
Pretty much, except non-intangibles version.
Yeah.
But yes, that's exactly where I left off, Brittany, this morning. I got to go catch up from there and then I'll watch tonight.
Is diabolical.
All right,
and you better get caught up because tonight is the Casa recoupling.
I know. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Yeah, I'm going to do that. We're going to watch Supergirl today. Excited. Why are you? Does that make you think of Snitchy Mouse?
Or Fonz.
Or Fonz.
I got nobody to go to.
Superhero movies with, man?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Is there anything next month we can go do? We can go do something. I'll bring Tommy along. We can go watch some superhero movies.
The only ones that are coming out is
new Spider-Man, right?
See, I'm out on Spider-Man.
Yeah, I gotta pretend like I like him.
What? You know, the Spider-Man movies are so good.
I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen any of them.
You've not seen any of the Tom Holland ones?
Not really.
Tobin,
no,
they're so good.
I know. I haven't seen any.
And haven't
of them.
You sat here and argued with me that Jerry would hear me, that Tobey Maguire isn't the best.
Well, I've seen his Spider-Man movies, and also the only thing I've seen is Tom Holland as Spider-Man in the Avengers. I've seen all the Avengers movies, I think.
He's a great Spider-Man. You need to watch them.
I mean, listen, I'm not here to say that he's not. Is he British?
Yes, he is.
Interesting.
What does that have to do with anything?
You ever notice how we can't do their voices anymore? Like, they're always coming over here doing American voices.
It's very hard to replicate their accents.
It's not that hard, dude. I could do it. I do it all the time, you know?
You don't do it well. Just because you do it doesn't mean it's done well.
I mean, it's just like, oh, look at me. I'm a Spider-Man. I'm swinging. Pew, pew, pew.
But that's like a specific part of the UK that you're speaking in. There's different accents for different areas. It's like in America.
I watch Love Island. I could do all the accents. I could do them all. I'm a Spider-Man. Listen, I swing here, I swing there. Oh, could talk like this. You know, it pops up. You know, like that's how they talk, dude.
Dude, Brittany, can I just tell you this?
I'm not encouraging him. He's doing it himself.
This is also the same guy that got the struts to cuss on air.
Oh, they were very mad at me.
For trying that accent.
He got two in character.
Ooh, got a trade. Sean Sharania says the Oklahoma City Thunder are trading sharpshooter Isaiah Joe to the Detroit Pistons for two future second round picks.
Oh, so maybe.
I wonder if that means they're
trading dunks and bringing in a point guard.
Maybe. Well, Cade's there.
Oh, he'll be a two. I'm sorry, a two.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. All right. Schmieden says the move before the move, getting rid of Duncan Robinson. Crazy.
I mean, he'd be Steph Curry down here, especially when you have zero to no shooting, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what the Rook's gonna do. You know, I will tell you, who was it? It was Jeff Teague. He's got that podcast, his podcast Club 520, I think it is. And he's they're based in Indianapolis, and he's been following Ryan Conwell for a while, and he's just like perfect. He was really talking it up. He's like, that's the perfect place for you. They're gonna need you right away. He's like, in the Heat, they actually give their second round picks a chance, which they do. I mean, the Heat will play their second round picks. The only guy who really hasn't of late, which was odd because they spent a lot of picks to get him, was KZ Akpala. He was kind of like the physical menace that they just never developed into anything. You know, they just like, they took a chance and they're like, hey, maybe this guy could be our, I remember people like, hey, maybe he could be our Giannis, and just, he never was. But, yeah, there's been, I mean, they're going to give the kid a chance for sure. I think that he's going to get those opportunities. But you know, you obviously, it's ballsy going into a season relying on a rookie. You know, you need to have some kind of veteran, I think, proven commodity there.
It is. I think sometimes the only teams that really do it are with, you know, the top picks or out of necessity, right? Sometimes the Heat have been caught in situations where the young guys had to play and they played well, and we kind of got away from it and just said, okay, back to the bench for you. And they never got any run. So their play during the course of the year look like a young player who plays off and on, right? Veterans can do that. But young guys need to be in the flow even more. And when you spot play them and they get hot and they want to keep that run going, and now they're on the bench for four games, that's hard to do too.
Handsome Daffy says, I remember when the Heat played Norris Cole. I do too. They put Norris Cole out there right away. Remember that game against the Celtics he had, like right off the bat?
Yeah, but guess what? They had to,
yeah.
It wasn't like he wanted a position. It was like, who we got?
Norris Chalmers. Cole. Chalmers started right out of out of the gate. He was in the Beasley draft. He started every game. So, yeah, suppose not. I mean, I'm not here to tell you that Ryan Conwell can't contribute this year. Maybe he very well can. I cannot wait to see what he does in summer league.
Right.
But, it, you know, Jeff Teague is right. I wouldn't put it past the Heat to be like, hey, guess what, dude? We need you. You're gonna go do something for us this year.
Right. Like it happens. I think it's funny because the Heat seem to be torn between drafting really young guys and guys that have had some run in college. Right. They tried the really, really young thing, and I think they all pulled their hair out, from Pat to Spo. Even as talented as the young kids are, they're not. This is a new thing for them, right? They want their young guys coming like D-Wade, right?
Yeah.
Who wasn't
a one-and-doner either, you know?
Right. Exactly. So, like, that's the thing. When you look at the older guys that they draft, and I don't know why we talk about, you know, this guy's really old. I mean, 23 is not old. If your prime is 26, 27 – then you actually get a kid that gets into his prime a little bit quicker than an 18, 19-year-old.
Look, Conwell's a guy that they said like they had as a first-round grade, you know, that they probably late first-round grade, but they thought that he was talented enough being with his shooting ability. You know, obviously every GM likes to say that they had a guy high on a board, but he, you know, you could tell based on what Spo is saying, like he obviously impressed them. They raved about his makeup, you know, like I asked Adam Simon that night about like, what are they, you know, he's like part of the reason he left is because every coach left his stops So that kind of played into why he jumped from school to school. But he's like, literally every coach that we talked to raves about the kid.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, too, that also, like, we look at all the changes, right? And we don't necessarily look at the reasons behind it. You see what I mean? It's crazy. That's the part that's crazy is that sometimes you do need to know the story, right? Well, why did you switch from this school to this school, right? And now everybody says, oh, it's NIL, it's NIL. But sometimes it could be, I wasn't playing, you know, and I have an opportunity to go somewhere else and play.
And Louisville's got some NIL scratch. Like, that's a big basketball school.
Right. Correct.
You know, that's the baby. And Jack Harlow throws it in there, you know. Where is Jack Harlow? Is he doing anything these days, or is his run over?
He made an R&B album not that long ago, and people were like, "Yeah, no, that's not really your thing, buddy."
Yeah, it's over. Right. It was a good run, you know.
It was a good run.
Listen, there's only one dude who's gonna last forever. You know, it's Eminem. That's it.
He's amazing. Know?
Once you start changing genres, like, it's
remember
over.
back in the day, they said it's pretty amazing in the United States that the best rapper is white, and what did they say, the best golfer is black.
Yep. 2001, what a time.
Yeah.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. We are back after this. All right, welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As about to head into this lovely weekend ahead.
Yep, got a tournament this weekend.
Ooh, really?
Yep.
Where what is it, like a pro am? You just friends? What do you got? Is charity? What do you got? What is that thing?
Broward Am.
So were you the champ last year?
2 years ago.
All right, returning.
Last year I wet the bed, in big time.
Big time.
Oh, it was terrible.
Hmm. So do you play?
Couldn't get that ball to go in the hole for no reason.
Do you play with like a partner?
No.
Just you.
Me.
Interesting.
I think a lot of like guys who play team sports really like golf because I want it to be on me, right? And so when I watch golf, I love the fact that you can have conversations with everybody or caddy and whatever, but at the end of the day, you're the one pulling the shot. You got to make the call. I like that. It's something different than I live my whole life, right? So I get annoyed when I turn on the TV or I'm playing with somebody and they complain about every other thing. Somebody made a noise. Can you move? Can you like, I'm like, dude, why are you avoiding your failure? Cause you ain't a tour player. So like, yeah, it's brutal.
I thought of you yesterday because I had a customer service snafu picking up food, which is like, I mean, that's your Super Bowl.
What happened? hey, hold on. I'm gonna perk up for this one. Let me tell you what happened.
So I was ordering food. I was out and about, and I was ordering food for the family. I was gonna order our favorite Thai place, but I did it through an app. So like, you know, sometimes we'll get delivery. So I won't say which delivery app it is, but I went to our local favorite Thai place to pick up some food, and. You know, the old, they're not very good with technology.
Right.
And so, you know, usually when you order from a place, it'll say like, oh, your order has been confirmed. And, you know, that's that. So like it always, but what it will tell you when you don't do the delivery, like you always track delivery because it's like it's delivery. Obviously, right. It'll say, hey, your order has been picked up. It's on the way. Mm-hmm. But if you do pickup, it's kind of just like this is your estimated pickup time.
So I
didn't go there quick. I went and probably went like 25 minutes later to go pick up the food. It seemed like a reasonable time. I've picked up here before. But I go in there and it's an old lady who's like running the counter.
Yeah.
And you know, the old aren't very good with technology. And so, like, I say, you know, hey, picking up, give her my name. And you could just see, like, immediately she looks, she goes, 15 minutes. And I'm like, 15 minutes? Like, so that just means you haven't cooked it yet. You know, right. When you just go to a place and they're just like, hey, 15 minutes.
Can I tell you what I get irritated about? And this is, I mean, it's a fair thing. Most people, I don't know about you guys, okay? And like, I don't care what people have to say about this. Most people order takeout so they can go in, pick up their food, and get the hell out of it.
Right.
Right? If I'm going to sit there for a substantial amount of time, I'll just bring the family to the damn restaurant.
Right.
So when I see a thing on there that says, you know, who used to be, not Benihana, who PF Chang's was terrible for this. They say your order will be ready X amount of time. Right?
Right.
Now, I got to drive 15, 20 minutes away. So I usually give them a few additional minutes because I don't know how busy it is at the store. Right?
Well, I've been to this place. I frequent this place. So I think what happened is like these restaurants that are...
They do the app and it comes over the computer and nobody looked at the computer.
Nobody looked at the computer. And especially the old. Like when the young guys are running it, like when I've been there, when I imagine the younger employees, like they're fine. Like they've spot on. And I think that this person, because I saw a lot of people were waiting for their orders.
Right.
And this never happens. And I think that this poor woman, she didn't know what the app is. She's just like, ooh, because there was another group in front of me that was waiting for a big order. And then right. and they just were like just sitting there. So I'm like, I sit there, I wait my 15 minutes. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I'm gonna go back in, see if my food's ready. It wasn't. And then she looks at me again. She goes, what's your name again? I'm just like, oh. Now here's the thing, when you order through apps, because I would have just bailed out on it. The one thing that pisses me off about these delivery apps is
they grade you.
No, they don't grade you. Well, yeah, I guess they do. But the thing that pisses me off mostly is there's no, like, once you pay in advance.
Right.
And then they're just like, oh, sorry, no refund. I'm like, really? You guys can't give a credit if a restaurant screws up? Like, there's no, I'm just stuck. I either have to just leave or, you know, that's it. So whatever. So I'm waiting after my, so I get there, wait 15 minutes. I wait my 15 minutes. I'm waiting probably another like 15 minutes. So I'm probably at this place for like a good, I don't know, 45 minutes, I would guess.
Right.
On top of when I ordered. I ordered basically waited an hour for my order. And the lady comes out. She has my bag. And she could just tell I'm pissed. But she's an old lady. I'm not going to yell at an old lady, Leroy. I just don't have that in me. She's old. I don't yell at the old. And then she's old. And then she has older grandma with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Double old. She just comes out. She gives me my bag of food. And with it, a can of orange soda. And I'm like,
For your trouble.
I just go, I didn't order that. And she just goes, she just pushes it like,
Wait, why did she think you like orange soda?
I don't know. But I couldn't even be mad at that point.
Wait, so if I were to do that and I went in there and she pushed the orange soda at me,
well,
it might be go time. Like, what are you saying? Like, so I don't even get mad at all that. The thing that drives me absolutely crazy about this is them trying to explain their way out of it instead of just saying, sorry, we screwed up. Because I always say this. It's funny, you never screw up when you receive the payment. That payment goes through without a flaw. There has never been an order that has come through that was marked as paid that wasn't paid. So why is it always your end that gets screwed up? Because on my end, you won't even get the order if I don't pay. And that's the part that drives me crazy, is that companies are quick to take the money, but then want understanding when it comes to the order.
I couldn't even be mad anymore.
You just laughed
with the peace offering soda, with just the, I'm like, I just tell him like, I didn't order that. She doesn't even say anything. She just like kind of nudges and smiles. I'm just like, all right, I'll see you later.
I would rather you say, I'm sorry, we screwed up.
Right? I think she did. That was her peace offering, the cold soda. No,
but I want to, like, say it. Acknowledge it. Like, is that asking too much?
I don't think an apology made me feel better. The peace offering soda made me feel better.
Did it?
It did.
Did it make it home?
It did.
Okay.
It did. I didn't want an orange soda at that time.
Because I know, listen, I sometimes go pick up food, and everybody knows, depending on what they order, there's a dad tax.
Oh, yeah.
And that is driving home. If you get chicken tenders from a restaurant, right? You get six, you might end up with four. You get fries, right? So, you know what they ask me around here? How far is the restaurant? I go, why? Is it that determines how much food I have to order?
Like, how much is it going to make it back?
Yeah, how much is going to make it back?
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tickle Leroy's fancy. That's next.
Ah!
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Just got a exciting message.
What's that?
Teaspoon coming home next week.
Aw, adorbs. For the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Davey fireworks, dude. Can't miss it. Leroy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let us get to it today at 3 o'clock. World Cup action. Norway. You love their celebration. And France. Does that match tickle your fancy?
I've watched Norway play, and as exciting as their fans are, team not so much. No, doesn't tickle my fancy.
Even
fancy
with Kylian Mbappe?
I mean, to watch him score a bunch of goals, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
What about at 8 o'clock, Solana's Uruguay against Spain?
No, they suck, don't they?
Well, they haven't won. They've been winning.
That's the epitome of suck.
That is the epitome of suck, yes. Okay. But Spain is also supposedly one of the favorites. So
the Fighting Solanas will be home. They're going to be 1-2-3 Cancun.
I don't know. When you're a national team, do you go to Cancun? Does everybody go celebrate? They actually, I think, are in Mexico for this game, so they don't have a very far way to go.
Right.
They're in Guadalajara.
Okay.
So it would be a quick trip.
That would suck.
What?
Like, you go to the World Cup, you're excited about the World Cup, and it's around the corner.
Yeah,
you don't even get to travel for it.
I think Scotland had a time, right? They don't care that they lost.
Goodness, did they?
Did you just?
They're all over the Eastern Seaboard, just causing havoc.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you just say that Uruguay is around the corner from Mexico?
No, we said that they're playing in Guadalajara, so like Cancun's not far away.
Cancun.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to say that. Imagine being excited for the World Cup and Uruguay has to go around the corner on two different continents.
No, but I'm saying is that, like, yeah, you're vacationing down the street.
Maybe they're not going to go to Cancun.
Probably not.
Coming up tonight, Leroy, at 8:15, the Miami Marlins take on the St. Louis Cardinals. Marlins playing some excellent baseball. Max Meyer is on the hill today for the Fish. Does this tickle your fancy?
Yeah. I can show some interest in it. It does tickle my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
You seem really like waffly on that one. You're just like,
does
it tickle?
Yes,
I don't know.
It is.
Why? What made you hesitate?
Because the women's PGA is on
at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because they're on the West Coast.
All right. Well, what are they?
So that like so like I'm like thinking, you know, I go back and forth. Golf, you don't have to stay on, right? Because golf. Golf does an excellent job, no matter how much golf you miss, either by nap or by just sheer boredom. Like, they catch you up.
I like how your entertainment though is just ambient noise. Like that's just what you want from golf.
I mean, like it's good.
And also, 8 o'clock is not a nap. That's called sleep.
Huh?
Did I speak another language?
Nobody goes to bed at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so let me get this straight, dude. You're watching golf, and you're telling me you're napping at from what 8 to 9?
No, I'm just saying that golf makes you doze off.
Yeah,
it just does.
And at that time, I feel like you're out for the count, dude.
No, I get back up. I have to sleep in my bed. I can't just be on the couch. I may get an hour, but I got to get up.
Tomorrow at noon on Paramount Plus, UFC Fight Night, even though it's in the day, Rafael Fiziev against Manuel Torres, the main event from Azerbaijan. Would you, does that tickle your fancy, Leroy? No. A lightweight main event?
No.
Yeah, Fiziev's entertaining fighter. No. Chara Bullets on the card?
No.
Against Michael Barrera?
No.
Fun fight?
No.
Missing out?
No.
You watch fancy, your golf, and you're going to be awake watching this. I'm telling you. That's what you want to be into. What about coming up tomorrow? You have at 5 o'clock. Croatia and Ghana from Pennsylvania. Take your fancy?
No. Croatia had their run a couple of World Cups ago.
I mean, they've only got one loss. They don't even have a loss. They have a draw.
They're one win, one draw?
Yeah, one win, one draw.
So they'll probably move on to the knockout stage, right?
Actually, no, wait a minute. They have the record. They do the weird soccer record. They do have a loss. They lost to England. Now that I thought about it because I watched that game. What about down here in Miami, Hard Rock Stadium, or whatever the hell they're calling it, Colombia
and Portugal?
Yeah. 7:30. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Something about that just says it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Colombia and Portugal?
Yep.
Whoa. My fancy is tickled.
Also at 8 o'clock in the WNBA, the LA Sparks against the Indiana Fever. On CBS, does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I like watching the Indiana Fever and the Sparks.
A lot Sparks of controversy this week, by the way, around Caitlin Clark getting hit in the throat. Which I gotta be honest,
she gets them all, dude. She really does.
I do feel like the still shot's a lot worse than the video, though.
Yeah,
like,
no, sometimes.
I thought she was getting strangled when I saw the still shot, and then I saw the video. I'm like, it kind of looks like she just got grazed. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Right. They think they can like rough her up, but she's got her protectors, and she really shoots the ball well. Holy smokes!
I'm an aces guy, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm like,
I wish her no success. Also tomorrow, late night at AT&T Stadium. I'm all in. 10 o'clock, you have Jordan against the Michael Jordan of soccer, Messi. Jordan against Argentina. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No, it's kind of late, right? Yeah.
And it is late, you know. Yeah. But would that game tickle your fancy if it was at a reasonable hour?
Yeah. Yeah, I always like watching Messi. What can he do next?
Pretty impressive. It's pretty crazy that he's still doing this.
And listen, can I just say this? Like Ronaldo, you can't score two goals and say I'm back.
Why not?
Because you haven't been, from what I hear or what people have told me, you haven't really been playing that well. When you went over there to where you playing?
Saudi Arabia. Okay.
So
but one would on the biggest soccer stage in the world, if you score two goals, like what do you want him to do? Have a hat trick to declare he's back?
No, I just think he had a good game, but he ain't back. Hmm. Like Messi has been playing well for the last couple of years.
Well, he's never left.
Right.
So there, he wouldn't have to declare it.
There you go. Nobody's ever said where's Messi. Now, Ronaldo's a little bit older, right? He's like 3 years older.
He is older, yes.
So that does make it a little bit tougher.
And not as handsome as Lionel Messi, you know? Not as handsome.
What?
Yeah, I said what I said.
All right.
Tomorrow, from Brooklyn, New York, the Junior Middleweight Championship of the World is on the line on DAZN pay-per-view. Jaron Boots Ennis steps in as a heavy favorite against our guy, the undefeated Xander Zayas. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yes. Yes. I want to see just, I'm ready to see just the next step in this young man's career, being that we've been interviewing him since he was 18.
16.
Which is 16. So I really, 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 really am excited to see this.
Also coming up on Sunday, the Marlins will play the Cardinals one more time. You got Tyler Phillips and no longer slapping himself. Does that tickle your fancy on a Sunday? When is your matchup? When is your golf? Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, it's both days. It's a two-day tournament?
Yeah.
Wow.
So is he a starter now, or it's a temporary thing?
I mean, he's a starter right now. I don't know when Jansen Jung's going to be back. So
okay, he's
been starting for a month and a half.
Okay, all right, I got it. I was wondering if, you know, they were doing that to either save some arms or they're doing it out of necessity.
Both. Both, because their best minor league arms got hurt, so they don't really have anybody they can call up for it.
Okay.
One guy got Tommy John, I think, and I forgot what happened to the other guy. But they don't really have a lot of reinforcements, so they've chosen. He's done a decent job. He's lost his last couple, but he's done a decent job for what they're expecting of him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to, like, I would say your mental makeup has to change a little bit when you go from throwing 2-3 batter gas to now you got to pitch more thoughtful. Yep. Right? Yeah.
Then finally, Leroy, we'll give you some movies for the weekend. You have Supergirl opens today. Does that tickle your fancy?
Nope, I'm out.
Fancy not tickled.
And then finally, Jackass, Best and Last. Does that tickle your fancy?
I see that every day. It's no big deal.
I don't like that, man. They're still doing it, huh? Like, it's not dangerous to do it at their age.
They have all almost killed them each other.
Isn't John? How old is Johnny Knoxville now? He's still doing it. He's 55 years old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
When they do the old man bit, he won't have to.
He doesn't need makeup.
Right.
Hey guys, let's do the old man bit. You mean just life?
Yeah.
So that, all right, is Steve-O? They still got Steve-O doing it? Everybody's out there, huh?
Remember Steve-O was on tour. He had a comedy.
Yeah, he does like a one-man show.
Right.
Used to be a clown at the swap shop. You ever been to the swap shop, Brittany?
The one in Sunrise?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what the swap, what?
I think it's closing. It's closed down.
It is?
And in Sunrise, yeah, I think so.
Wow, that's sad.
You used to be able to go to the swap shop and then go see a movie, a drive-in movie.
Yeah. Well, we still have the drive-in theater up here at the swap shop. We have a bootleg swap shop up here in Lake Worth.
What is it?
Swap shop.
It's like a flea market. The one up here is basically like people set up their tables and it's like a bazaar and, you know, you can buy your goods. And then, like Leroy said, at night it turns into a drive-in theater. And then in Sunrise, there's one that has like auto shops. They have theme park rides, drive-in movie theater. You've never heard at the swap shop. You've never heard that commercial.
Yeah, it is. Somebody, Julian said it is closed.
It's gone. It's just not. It's not. It's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it's not. You could get anywhere, Brittany. You can get anything from clothes to your windows tinted to ride. And I got to tell you, I love amusement parks. I love the rides. There was no way in hell I was getting on one of them busted ass rides.
No. Oh, yeah. That. It had rides too?
Huh?
It had rides too?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had like a merry-go-round.
Is there anything scarier than an abandoned carnival?
No.
Or an abandoned theme park? Like, it's that's terrifying. Scary.
Or one that they put up in 2 days. I'm not down with that and with the diesel fuel. Let's crank it up. I'm like, there's no.
Dude, I would be terrified if I got stuck at like an abandoned theme park at night. No thanks.
Really?
But it has to be like a real, like if I was at like Disney at night, no bigs. But if I was like at one of these like busted ass carnivals, you know, with like clowns
that's,
and stuff.
That's the beginning of a horror movie.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
You can see Tobin walking around. Why ain't nobody here?
I see that the Lake Worth one is closing apparently. But yeah. I feel like I still see it. I feel like people still go to the movies there.
Hey, Tobin, it'll be like, you'll walk through that empty amusement. Why is nobody here? What's going on? And you'll turn to look at me, and Leroy would already be gone.
Dude, like, could you imagine, like, you're walking through, and then all of a sudden, like, the the Ferris wheel starts going, or like the merry-go-round? Like, no thanks.
Nope. That's the beginning of Halloween 28. I'm not telling you. Absolutely not. But here's the difference between me and you. I walk in there, see no people, and I leave. You'll walk around because you're curious, and you.
I'm not gonna walk around because I'm curious.
You get your head chopped off by the scary guy.
I don't understand why you feel like I'm gonna die in a horror movie.
Because you're gonna be too nosy.
People are saying the Swap Shop is still open. I think the one in Lake Worth closed, but I think I see it, and I still see people. I feel like I still see it. It said they had to cease their operations last September. Maybe they got back their permits. Drive-in movies are gone, but the Swap Shop is there, according to RMS.
Okay. All right.
All right.
But I, like, yeah. Definitely your curiosity would get your head chopped off, and I would be sitting in the car waiting for you. And I would just sit in the car. I'm not going to look for you.
What if we didn't have it? What if our car broke down?
No cell phone, no nothing.
Nothing. No, we're just stuck. We're stuck at the abandoned swap shop with carnival rides.
Then I'm kicking your ass, so we both leave. We not go and look around the empty amusement park that we thought was full and mysteriously don't have no people. That's how you get killed in a scary movie, and I would fight you to get your ass up out of there.
It appears that the Lake Worth one is closed and the Fort Lauderdale one is still open. Okay. I actually see hours on it right now. It says it's open till 5 today.
You know what every amusement park has that was the worst drive, the worst ride? The little spinny thing when the floors drop out?
Yeah, I hate that. Oh, the gravitator thing?
Yeah, it gives you a wedgie.
Do you think that, like, because maybe the Swap Shop should get back into the radio ad game? Like, it was right there back in the day with Miami Seaquarium. And
they had the little jingle
at the Swap Shop.
Yeah.
I think they should bring it back, you know. I think we should do that. Maybe a Tobin and Leroy live broadcast from the Swap Shop.
Oh. Is there going to be people there?
I think there will be. I think we could bring the people back.
Right. All right.
I think we could bring the people back.
I think nowadays, believe it or not, I think most people look at that and say the land is worth more than what we're doing.
I don't know.
Hey, Glenn, we want to do a live broadcast from the Swap Shop. Make it happen.
All right, we got to take a break. Back after this.